Blog Talk Radio.
Indeed it is. Good evening, y'all. Welcome to another edition of the Christopher Smith Show. I'm your host, Christopher Smith. I am doing this thing from Todd Smith Studios, broadcasting live on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I want to talk about something tonight, and what I want to talk about tonight is something that kind of have a hidden gem, if you will, a hidden gem. People, there's a term, all right, and that term is the enemy of my enemy is my friend, okay? The enemy of my enemy is my friend. We're going to take that term, the enemy of my enemy is my friend, and I'm going to help you understand why COVID, there is some good that came from it. Yeah, there is some good that came from it. From the perspective and narrative that a lot of individuals want to believe, this COVID hoax, I'm not going to argue that with individuals no more. I've realized now that conjugative thinking is something that individuals don't want no parts of. Another story. But what I am talking about here tonight, this evening, on the Christopher Smith Show, on the 28th of October, 2020, about individuals that did not want to believe in unity. To those individuals that did not want to believe that it's, you needed to navigate yourself through life with a mate. I am watching COVID help individuals understand that your lame perspective on family, that is, trap a man, take him down for child support, and live off the system, and just be living your best life, strong, to be independent. What COVID helped a lot of these super idiots understand is that is the lowest gear in movement. Let me say that again. That is the lowest gear in movement. What do I mean when I say that is the lowest gear in movement? Okay. I drive a car. Car has an 8-speed transmission. Of course, and to get to higher speeds, I have to go to higher gears. If I take that car and decide that I want to keep it in first gear by way of the manual transmission stick, I will not exceed greater speeds. As the car go up in speed, it goes up in the gear. So if you decide, if there's anyone that think trapping a man, having a baby, taking him down for child support, getting public housing is the power move of life, I'm here to tell you that is one gear. You're in the first gear of movement. You made a move to put the plan together. And that's it. So when I think about COVID, I have to applaud COVID. Since COVID, there's a lot of individuals that want to say that they have to be around their mate. Now they realize they're not supposed to be together. That ain't something that COVID did. That's something that you as an individual did. You picked her. She picked you. You guys got together. There was no narrative of life's prosperity, nothing. And individuals decided this is going to work. And then COVID came along and reminded you, nope, the good old-fashioned way of doing things is, in fact, best. Build. There are individuals that was in trouble way before COVID. COVID bailed them out. COVID gave them the excuse. COVID got a lot of individuals saying, you know, I could have been better but COVID messed things up. That's what a lot of individuals, that is the narrative in which a lot of individuals are using. COVID messed my stuff up. How come it didn't mess me up? When you do things right in life, it's done in layers. It's kind of like that cold storm that's coming. And you have to go out and navigate yourself in that storm. There's layers that are needed of clothing to keep you warm, to help protect you against the elements. That's what happens when you do things the right way. As you're doing things the right way, you are putting layers of life. When you decide, I am not going to do, when you decide, I'm going to go against this golden rule, your narrative and perspective, COVID is going to have a field day with you, as it did. So when I think of COVID, I have to thank COVID, appreciate COVID, because a lot of individuals that said, nope, I don't want to get married. Nah, this single life is where it's at. Those individuals only have one gear. And that single gear, because they are single, they had no wiggle room. They had none. I've never heard women in the community where I'm from talk so highly of marriage than I did in the last 18 months. I never heard, I need to get Mia, like I heard in the last 18 months. I never heard, I'm tired of playing this game. It's real out here in the field. It's hard out here for, like I heard in the last 18 months. Never heard it. Is it being heard now? The reason why it's being heard now, we have to thank COVID. We have to thank COVID. So as I started off tonight on the Christopher Smith Show, as I started off, I said the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Now, what does that mean? What does that mean? It means the unfortunates of hard times is a friend of mine. But why is hard times a friend of mine? Because as an advocate for love, family, peace, and harmony, individuals want nothing to do with that where I'm from. But hard times come around and help these super idiots understand that when it comes to COVID, oh, no, COVID? Nah, it's a friend of mine. Good night, y'all.